Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We read it from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, Text Number 19. It's on the blackboard. Text Number 19. So repeat after me. Twasto Siam Janma Sriti Samyamam Vibhu Vidanti Anihat Agunat Avid Kriyat Twad Givare Brahmani No Virudyate Twad Asraya Twad Upacharyate Gunai Twatu Swai Janmasti Samsaya Vidu. Vedanti Anyahad Agonam Vikriyat. Twatya Tari Brahmano Vida Yanti. Twad Driyat Vad Upajanti Gunai. What word translation? But, as from your lordships, Asaya of the entire cosmic manifestation, Janma, the creation, Striti, maintenance, Samyamam, and annihilation, Vibho, oh my Lord, Vedanti, the landed Vedic scholars, conclude, Anihat, who are free from endeavor, Anunat, who are unaffected by the modes of material nature, Avikriyat, who are unchanged in your spiritual situation, Twai, in you, Ishwara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahmani, who are Param Brahma, the Supreme Brahma, no, not, Virudyati, there is a contradiction, Twat, and Srayanvat, because of being controlled by you, Opasiyati, things are going on automatically. Gunai, by the operation of the material modes. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, La A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Oh my Lord, Landed Vedic scholars conclude that the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the cosmic manifestation are performed by you, who are free from endeavor, unaffected by the modes of material nature, and changeless in your spiritual situation. There are no contradictions in you. You are the Supreme Person of Godhead, Param Brahman, because the three modes of material nature, Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas, are under your control. Everything takes place automatically. Repeat after me. Oh my Lord, the landed Vedic scholars conclude that the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the cosmic manifestation are performed by you. You are free from endeavor, unaffected by the modes of material nature, and changeless in your spiritual situation. There are no contradictions in you. You are the Supreme Person of Godhead, Param Brahma, because the three modes of material nature, Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas, are under your control. Everything takes place automatically. Purport. As stated in the Vedas, Natatskrayam karanam cha vidyati natat samsta samsastra vibhikricha drishai prasayat sakti vidivai sruyati sarvak vik gyanam janab bala kriya cha. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do, and no one is found to be equal to or greater than him, for everything is done naturally and systematically by his multifarious energies. Swat Tasvara Upanishad 6:8. Creation, maintenance, and annihilation are all conducted personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Maya Disya Sena Prakriti Sayanti Sa Charan Charan. Yet, ultimately, the Lord does not need to do anything, and therefore is nivrikara, changeless, because everything is done under his direction. He is called Sriti Kanta, the master of creation. Similarly, he is the master of annihilation. When a master sits in one place while his servants work in different duties, whatever the servants are doing is ultimately an activity of the master. Although he is doing nothing, na tasya karam karanam cha vidyati, the Lord's potencies are so numerous that everything is nicely done. Therefore, he is naturally still and is not directly the doer of anything in this material world. Om Agyana Trimandasya Gyana Gyana Salakaya Takshur Umiltam Yena Tasmae Si Gurave Namaha Sri Titanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swaya Rupa Kadam Maya Dadanti Swa Padantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pati Gopisa Gopikata Radha Kantana Masute Tapta Kantana Gorangi Radhe Vidavaneshwari Visavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Karpata Rubista Kripa Sindhu Biaye Vacha Patita Pavane Bio Vaisnava Bio Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gurabani Prastarini Nirvese Sasunyabadi Prastarini Jai Sri Krishna Titaya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sadeva Sare Gurabhakta Venda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. You are all welcome. First of all, I would like to beg my gratitude to our dear president. He has been encouraging me so that he can want to hear from me. And our dear Sri Krishna Prabhu, our most prominent Prabhupada disciple. He has always been giving us nectar about Prabhupada. So I appreciate your presence, Prabhupada Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna. So as prominent speakers has been speaking, Vasudeva, when Krishna appeared in a prison. Vasudeva was in prison by Kamsa. And normally Krishna come on earth for three purposes. Who know one? Why Krishna come? To destroy the miscreant. Thank you. Another purpose? To annihilate demons. And another purpose? To protect the devotees and to give pleasure to the devotees. That's Krishna came. Every millennium, Krishna come. Krishna come in six incarnations or six avatars. Normally we sing in the morning, Govinda Madhipurusam Tamaan Bajami. We have Purusa avatars. They are like for creation. We have Mahavishnu, Kabodaksha Vishnu, Sudakasha Vishnu. They are in charge of maintenance, creating the material world. Then we have guna avatars. Guna means the modes. Like here we are reading about the three modes of material nature. Krishna is not affected. We are affected by the modes of material nature, but Krishna is above the material nature. He is not affected. So the three gunas we have, the mood of goodness, and we have somebody who is in charge. Anybody who knows in charge of the mood of goodness? The mood of goodness. Somebody who's in charge. Like Prabhu is the president. He has different departments and they have heads. So who is in charge of the mood of goodness? Huh? Vishnu is in charge of goodness. And we have the mode of passion. Who's in charge? Lord Brahma. And the mode of ignorance, who's in charge? Yeah, Sisi Krishna Balaram ki, Siguranitai ki, Jai. So these are the guna avatars. Then we have Yuga avatars. Yuga means millennium. We have four millenniums in the material creation. We have Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. All these yuga, we have incarnations. Krishna come whenever there is a decline in religious principle, and so Krishna come himself in this incarnation, in these millenniums. So Satya Yuga, Krishna came as Lord Kapila. His color was red. And in that time, people would do meditation. People live for thousands of years. I think 10,000 years? 10,000? Yeah, people live for long, they meditate. Their method on that time, they meditate. They don't do any other thing. They sit down for long years, 60,000 years, people do meditations. After that age, then we have Treta Yuga. Krishna came as Lord Ramachandra. He came to, at that time, the process was jagya. People do, they perform sacrifice. In those days, they have brahmanas who are very potent. They know the mantras. They don't make mistake. They chant the mantras perfectly, and the jagya is done. They have utensils they use for the jagya. It's golden. They don't use other. They use some things that are very expensive. So that age has gone. And another age came, Dwapara Yuga, when Krishna was born. That age, people do temple worship. People go to temples and worship Krishna. In Kali Yuga, this age, who is incarnation? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what did he say? He say, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kolona Steva. In this age of Kali, the age of Kali and hypocrisy, there is no other way, only chanting the holy name of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this age, only Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to inaugurate the chanting of the holy name. Like our dear most Prabhupada traveled all over the world 14 times with almost penniless. He went to America. He made Prabhu a devotee. And by his grace, we are from far countries, but we came here because of Prabhupada. When Prabhupada went to Africa, he went to Kenya, and he was preaching. But when he went to the temple, he only saw Indians. He didn't see any black. So Prabhupada said, I want to preach to the indigenous of this country. They should come. So they invited some of the black devotees came. And he said the preaching in Africa should be done through food distribution and Harinam. Because mostly people cannot buy books, like in the Western countries. People like to dance or sing, or they eat food. So the mostly people there, they do Harinam and Sankirtan. Like I can give you my experience. When I joined ISKCON 1990. I was initiated by Bhaktitita Swami Maharaj. So I spent only 5 days in the temple. I started going out for Sankirtan. One day when I just came from in Vrindavan, I was doing Sankirtan around the compound, and they see my enthusiasm distributing. So the other devotees, they complained to Prabhu, said I'm disturbing. But Prabhu is so kind, you know, he's the only president I've seen. I never see his anger. He's a sadhu. He has the quality of a sadhu. A sadhu is one who is tolerant, one who has no enemy. The Bhagavatam say a sadhu is tolerant. He has no enemy. He is friendly to every living entities. He abides by the scriptures. Every morning he comes from Mangarati, and his characteristics are sublime. These are his qualities. So he met me smilingly. He didn't say, "Ha, what are you doing here?" He said, "Prabhu, I was a Sankirtan devotee like you." I said, "But here we have principles. So you can do outside, or you join the authorities. They can give you. So he spoke to me nicely. I was so happy. I was so carried away. So I joined the Harinam, distributing books here. That was Christmas marathon. But now, because I was in studies, I used to go sometimes pray mandir in the night or evening time when people are going inside the gates, just because of this marathon, so that I can also distribute books for every year I used to do marathon. So this is the experience I used to get, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, Sri Todra Panan Majanan Mama Nipanan Ripanam Siyat King Karam Chandrika Vitu Ananda Buddhi Vadana Pati Padam Pavisa Idam Siyat Pana Pada Vidya Se Krishna Sankitanam. He said, this Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction for humanity at large because it spread the rays of Bengisun Moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. Because the ocean of transcendental bliss is fully the ocean of transcendental bliss. Anybody know the ending? It fully takes the nectar of transcendental bliss. It's the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and fully takes the nectar for which are always anxious. This Sankirtan in this age, this is the only medicine. People are looking for Krishna. If you go outside, there is people who are just moving. They are looking for God, Krishna. So if anybody goes out more in this month of marathon, if you go out and give books to people, you are helping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver souls. This is our duty. We have a lot of duty to do now. People need Krishna. The world is going from bad to worse. All this virus we are hearing about is just a beginning. When Kali Yuga is on the peak, the height of people will reduce. Our age will reduce. These days, if you go to this, people die at age of 60, 70. Kali Yuga was supposed to live for 100 years. But because people are not following the religious principles, people, because of too much of sin, we reduce our height, we reduce our age. The Bhagavad Gita says, Bhagavad Gita 1623, Ya sastra vidim utresya, vantanti karamakarata, nasasidim abapnoti, nasukam, naparang yatin. Those who discard scriptural injunctions and act according to their own whims attain neither perfection, nor happiness, nor the supreme destination. Those who don't follow the scriptural laws, like no fish, no meat, no egg, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication. Anything they do in this world, they are not happy. And anything they do, they won't succeed. And when they die, they will not go to the kingdom of God. Only devotees, because why devotees go to the spiritual world? Bhaktiamam abhijananti yavasyatas mitadvata tato mam tato bhratam visanti na bhaktiamam abhijananti yavasyatas mitadvata tato mam tato bhratam visanti na nantaram. You see, only through devotional service we can know Krishna. There is no other process. You go to any other temple beside Krishna Balaram, you will never know about Krishna. Unless when you come to this temple. Because here we do all the 9 processes of Bhakti Yoga. One, the first process is hearing. Sukadev Goswami got perfection. Parikshit Maharaj, just by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. For 7 days, he was sitting down, hearing about Srimad Bhagavatam at pastime. He was caused to die in 1 week time, 7 days time, because he went to hunt. And that day, he didn't succeed. He was very hungry or thirsty. So he was passing through a hermitage of a sage, a brahmana. And because the brahmana didn't welcome him, he was like offended. He said, I'm a king. Passing through this hermitage, this brahmana is meditating. He didn't even respect me. I'll show him a lesson. He took a dead snake and put on the neck of the sage. So when the son of the sage came, he saw the snake. He said, who has done this to my father? It's a big offense. The person who has done this to my father, he owns this brahmana thread. He cursed him. He said, in 7 days' time, this person will pass up, will die. A snake will bite him. Immediately, somebody went to tell the king that, King Parikshit, a small boy has caused you to die in 7 days' time. As an emperor, he has everything. All the opulence on earth, he has everything. But he said, no, this is an opportunity Krishna has given to me so that I can live renounce. I want to know about him. I want to hear about him. Because Parikshit, when he was in the womb of his mother, Aswatthama sent an sent Aswatthama, wanted to kill him, but Krishna came inside his womb and shaved and saved him. So he was looking. That's why it's called Parikshit. Somebody who is, he want to know, he want to see that person who saved him when he was in his womb. So he wanted to know about the duty of a man who's about to die. So when he went to where the sages were gathered to perform sacrifice, he met Sukadeva Goswami, and Sukadeva started asking questions. What are the duties of a man who's about to die? What should I do? Then Sukadeva Goswami said, Shravanam, Ketanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Vandanam, Smaranam, Vandanam, Padasivadam. Achanam, Vandanam, Atman, Nivedanam. So he said, hearing, chanting, remembering, praying, becoming friend to the Lord, becoming a servant of the Lord, and offering everything to the Lord. This is the 9 process of Bhakti Yoga. So this is what we are doing here. Every day we hear Bhagavatam. Every day remember the Lord. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But in this Kali Yoga, Prabhupada said, we cannot do these activities like to chant for the whole day. Like Prabhu now, he has many duties. After Mangarati, after that class now, he's going to the office. You have to see about the duties, how things are going on in the temple, like maintenance. The most important thing in management is maintenance. Like when I came first, all this, there's a new toilet now they have built. That toilet was in bad shape before, but due to Prabhu's responsibility, it's now being maintained. A new one has been built. In everything, this creation, to maintain is very difficult. That's why Lord Vishnu takes the charge of maintaining the material world. So Lord Brahma is creating. This verse advises us all that we should not worship the demigods. We should respect them, because the demigods are under Krishna's control. Anything Lord Brahma do, he has to inform Lord Krishna first. Anything Shiva, all the demigods, they are under Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is the supreme controller. Brahma says, Iswara Parama Krishna Saksid Ananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govindam Saranam Karanam Karanam. So Krishna is the supreme controller. He is the cause of all causes. Anything that happens on earth is because of Krishna. Krishna is doing everything. He is in control of everything. In the Upanishad, it is said, everything animate or inanimate that is within this universe is owned and controlled by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota. One should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. Nothing belongs to us. Nothing. The only thing we have is devotional service. That's what we will take next world. But everything we have, our property, our home, even this body, is not our property. The day you die, you drop this body. Everything go. Everything belongs to Krishna. So this is what this text is explaining. Prabhupada is explaining that we should always serve him and serve the pure devotees so that we can be able to be purified to go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. If anybody have comment or contribution, we still have time. Yes, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you very much for the nice questions. Bhaktivedanta Swami gave me, before he passed away in 2005. In 2004, I was his servant. Then, but before that, And it, I used to be, because of doing Sankirtan, one day, Krishna, I don't know, I should beg Krishna. I am the only devotee who have, my guru wanted me to go preach somewhere, to go do Sankirtan somewhere. But I said, Maharaj, I don't have dhoti to wear. Because that time, I used to travel, do Sankirtan, my dhoti like that, one. I said, I don't have dhoti to wear. Guru Maharaj called me to his room. He opened his suitcase. He bring his own dhoti. You know, sannyasi wear saffron. They wear the saffron. You don't tie it like we do. Sannyas have their style, and they have chadar. So he gave me the chadar and the dhoti and everything. So I was afraid to wear it. How can I wear my guru's clothes? But because of service, I was putting it on. That's why today I was like electrified. Since I start wearing Maharaj dhoti, if I don't go on Sankirtan, I feel sick. I become like possessed. So I was using for Sankirtan. One day I went from Sankirtan. There's a country called Nigeria. So I went to a military barracks. I was distributing books, and the military people said, "Here we don't know God. We know what is called gun to fight. So if you bring God here, we don't want to hear. So they say I should go out. But I was so carried by books were just, people are just taking books, and the military man just come with long cane. The time I just shaved my head, he started whipping me. He gave me 24 lashes. He said, lie down on the floor. He was just beating me, and after beating me, they tear all my dhoti. You tear it off. That means Krishna was telling me that this dhoti you are wearing, you are not competent. It's a pure devotee's clothes. You're supposed to worship it. But by that time, I didn't know. You're supposed to worship it, but you wear it to go Sankirtan. Why? So it was like chastisement for me. So since then, I became very, very careful. So if I serve gurus, if they give me anything, I worship it. Like Mahavishnu, he took Harinam. You know Mahavishnu? Yeah, I used to also serve him. He has accordion. Anytime I carry his accordion. So one day, I was carrying the accordion, and the accordion, he has some where you press it so that it's not open. So I didn't know the accordion got open, and he slapped me. See, why did I was not attentive. But later, he apologized to me, and when he was going, he gave me his stockings. Up to today, I have them, I worship them, I don't use it. So I've got experience from Bhaktivedanta Swami. And Bhaktivedanta Swami, before he passed away, he told me that anywhere you go in this world, distribute books. And I'm doing it up to today. I don't do because of here, I don't do. I asked Prabhu, is my friend. I used to go sometimes, I had to go Banka Bihari. Because those places, people are just congested. They go there to offer flowers and sweets. They don't want to read. So I sacrifice to go there. They would beat me because they see I'm a different color. They would drive me, the security men. But I'll go. Now they become my friends. Sometimes I go prayer mandate in the night. I just stand by the gates. When people see me, they say, Kalia. I say, yeah, it's Kalia. Krishna is Kalia. I say, Krishna is Kalia. I just want to help. I've been doing marathon for every year. When I was in Mayapur, I used to follow the Harinam party when I was doing Bhakti Sastri in Mayapur. But when I came to Vrindavan, I just want to serve. Hare Krishna Baba.
Prabhupada is very tricky. He knows everything. So he gave us this book distribution in Sankirtan because, as you mentioned, by surrendering to the order of the Guru,
yes,
that Prabhupada Krishna is very happy if you're giving all this knowledge. The Guru is very happy if you're distributing books. You get a sense of obligation and duty. You say you feel sick if you don't go to Sankirtan.
Yeah.
So for us, for many years too, I did Miami over 15 years, and every day getting up and having that feeling that this is duty.
Yes.
So a sense of duty in Krishna consciousness is also a very important element. Prabhupada, he taught by leading the mind to surrender. You have to chant Guru Namaste. You have to beat the mind to go out in the Sankirtan, confront the elements, and then all day long you're forced to surrender as well.
Yes.
And so it's a very intense process of purification, this obligation of Sankirtan.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. My Gurudev, when I was going to Sankirtan before the first beginning, I used to fight. My country, we have more Christians than Muslims. It's a combined, Hindus are there small. So when I'm doing Sankirtan, when I give books to somebody, somebody will say, I believe in Christ. Then I will argue with him. I say, Krishna is the father for Christ. Then when we argue, they will fight. Then my guru said, if you want to go on Sankirtan, read Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 42. Sarmo dharma tapasu cham. He said, don't make it as a gallon. So I hang it on the neck. So I write the sloka on. I wrap it on paper. I make it a gallon. So when I'm going every day in the streets, when I'm going, I just look at see peacefulness, self-control. So anybody attack me, so I'll remember that one, so I don't fight again, I don't do anything. Somebody argue with me, I'll just say, okay, thank you. If you can give donation for the book, okay. I don't preach. Prabhupada said, don't preach. Prabhupada is the preacher, he has preached in his books. You are an instrument. Just show the people the book. If you meet somebody who's interested, they explain to him. Meet somebody who are not interested, don't waste time. Sankirtan is urgency. You just go. This is how we are trained. Americans, Africans, the same. They are very strong. You see, Prabhu, energetic. They have the physique. So we are trained to attack people. Even when I was doing Sankirtan here, people come out, just attack. So the Indian devotees, they are surprised. Ah, how this black man is just distributing books and people. One day, one Indian man saw me when I was standing. He said, oh, I was thinking it's a statue. I said, no, I'm not a statue, I'm a human being. When he saw me standing, where they sell clothes, they will dress, they will have statues, like they are white or black. So when I was standing near the gates, I just stand like this. The woman come and say, are you a statue? I said, no, I'm a human being. I say, I'm giving out books. So, thank you very much for listening to my